Hey fans, Paige Hill here for another exciting edition of Rams Nation. First up, we step on the field and listen to the sounds of the game from the player's perspective in Wired.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
Hey, we all know what this game's about. Let's go. Let's rise to the occasion here. DB's on three. One, two, three.
DB!
Okay! You better tighten all them straps. Put your mouthpiece in. Woo. Yeah. I hear those pads. Let's go. All in. Let's
go. Ted Ginn Jr. to return the Greg Zuerlein kickoff, and we are underway at the stick.
Second and short. Go back, go back, go back. Hey, D-line, eat.
Rams rush four. Smith comes off his initial receiver in trouble. Gobbled up by Robert Quinn and Michael Brockers. They'll share a sack.
Woo, Rob! That's it, baby! Hey, you all heard that was supposed to be counter back to the field there. Play your lanes as true as you can. Beat the blocker.
Bradford takes, settles, throws down the field. A wide open Brian Quick at the 10. The 5, fight for the end zone. He is in. Touchdown, Brian Quick. A 36-yard strike from Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
And the rookie from Appalachian State gets his first taste of pay dirt in the National Football League. Sam backs away. Play action. Big block from Steven. The toss is a touchdown pass. Austin Pettis from Sam Bradford.
That's it. That's how we do. Let's go. Hey, time to eat now. That's cool. That's cool right there. JD, hey, way to be smart, man. Hey, good pop, 5-5.
And the 49ers are coming after him. It's a fake, and he throws right side. It's caught by Rodney McLeod. 35 out to the 30-yard line. What a call by Jeff Fisher. You talk about guts.
Johnny!
Ah!
Bubble, yeah. It was a run action bubble.
It was a run.
So they got the linebacker in here.
The linebacker's got to be out here.
49ers rush for it. Bradford, he dumps it short for Jackson. Got to fight for a first down. Takes on tacklers, and Patrick Willis will hold him up. Nope, they're going to get a first down. Steven Jackson got some help. Still fighting with his helmet coming off, and the entire Rams sideline is going crazy in support of Steven Jackson's effort on that third down.
Whoa! That's it! I see you! I see you!
They don't score, they can't win.
They don't score, they can't win.
Do not let him scramble out of the pocket.
Low snap, he handles it. David Akers kick on its way. It is good. We're tied with 3 seconds to go. And it appears we are headed for overtime here at Candlestick Park, 24-all. Throws the middle. What a catch by Dan Amendola at the 41-yard line. Had a man all over him. Sam Bradford threw a dart. Danny hauled it in for a gain of 10.
Hey, we're at the Amendola show right now. This is the Amendola show right now.
Snap is back, ball is down, kick is away, it's on its way, and it is no good. He missed it. He missed it. David Akers misses from 41 yards out. He pushed it wide left, and the Rams will take over.
Yeah. Woo.
Brandon Gibson made the catch at the 49 of St. Louis, but the time runs out in overtime. And the Rams will settle for a 24-24 tie.
Man, what a crazy game, huh? Stay healthy, bro. We'll see you again, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
With nearly 20 years of head coaching experience, Jeff Fisher has seen it all. Luckily, he's on our side. Let's hear what he has to say about this week's matchup in Fisher Up Front.
Sam, straight back, throws the middle. What a catch by Dan Amendola at the 41-yard line. Had a man all over him.
Yes and no. I'm disappointed that he had those two plays, big plays taken away. But, you know, every time he turned around, he's making a play and making good decisions and getting open and creating opportunities for other people. But you know, he's a good football player. We're going to continue to wear him out. Sam has the ability to do that, and again, it was Sam's teammates that helped him. He made tight throws, they made good catches, you know, those kind of Danny's run after catch, it didn't count, but, you know, so they helped him. But yeah, he's, you know, my understanding was going into this game and his two games against the 49ers, he's only played two games, he had a pass rate over 100, so for some reason, and that's a good thing that he's had success in the division against a team like this.
49ers rush for it. Bradford, he dumps it short for Jackson. Got to fight for a first down. Takes on tacklers, and Patrick Willis will hold him up. Nope, they're going to get a first down. Steven Jackson got some help. Still fighting with his helmet coming off, and the entire Rams sideline is going crazy in support of Steven Jackson's effort on that third down.
That's just a heck of an effort there.
And you think he was thinking about his contract on third and 50, that extra effort when the hat came off. I mean, that was pretty impressive. That, like to say, that play defined us. You know, it defined the attitude that we took there and the attitude that we have to play with throughout the rest of the year. He's a passionate player. He's a really good player. And it's just, you don't think about that. That will come up when the season's over. Right now, he's trying to do everything he can to help us win.
And the 49ers are coming after him. It's a fake, and he throws right side. It's caught by Rodney McLeod. 35 out to the 40. You talk about guts.
Our special teams coach, Coach Fossil, said, I got a guy that, you know, I think can really help us. And my first question to him was, can he throw? And he said, yes, he can throw and he can dunk a basketball. I said, okay, then go work him out. So it's just an additional weapon for you, you know, in your kicking game. And, you know, he's got poise. He throws with accuracy. And, you know, can you imagine being a free agent punter and throwing balls against the 49ers, you know, as a rookie? So we made a lot of plays in all phases. We made plays and we hurt ourselves at times, but overall there's areas that we addressed. We wanted to get touchdowns in the plus territory. We did so. We wanted to get off the field on third down defensively. We did. You know, we you want to convert drives and convert third downs offensively. So we improved. We focused on some areas. We emphasized it. We got results. You know, we expect to see both quarterbacks, and you can have to expect everything. So we'll have a good week. We'll get started on them. Coach Schottenheimer obviously has a feel for them, and so as they do, he. So you know, we got our work cut out.
I personally want to thank our soldiers around the world, the men and women that are our heroes and the sacrifice in their lives for our freedom. We cannot say thank you enough. We love you. Come back safe.
What's up, troops? This is Danny Amendola, wide receiver for the St. Louis Rams. I want to thank you for your dedication and commitment to this country and the way you fight for us. You know, we really appreciate it. And, you know, go USA.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
With the Military Appreciation Game among us this week, we wanted to show you how the Rams gave back to the troops at Scott Air Force Base.
Yeah, we're out here at Scott Air Force Base today. We had practice this morning, just going through our walkthrough before Baltimore tomorrow. You know, it's pretty fun out here today. It's definitely the most fun I've ever had at a walkthrough. You know, we've got a lot of the servicemen playing scout team. It's probably a little quicker tempo than any walkthrough I've ever been a part of, but I think they're having fun and we're having fun too. I think it's awesome what they do for our country. I mean, it's the least that we can do to come out here and just give them a little bit of entertainment tonight.
Any opportunity we have to interact with them and just tell them how thankful we are. And to do this walkthrough, it's really funny to see some of these guys play football. And actually, I got driven back about 5 yards by somebody. So there's some athletes out here, and we're really, really happy to see them.
Hey, I'm Colonel Dave Allman, the installation commander here at Scott Air Force Base. And it's just a great opportunity we've had for Coach Fisher and the Rams to come out, spend some time with our airmen and our military members out here and their families. And just an awesome setting. These guys, they even get to practice a little bit with them too, and we are so appreciative the appreciation they give to the military, what they're doing for our families out here too. Just having a great time out here. Thank you so much to the Rams organization.
You know, we're just here having a good time. At the end of the walkthrough, we're going to give our jerseys to them and exchange, and just have a good time. We're really enjoying it. I think we as a team are getting a lot out of it. It shows our camaraderie here. We're, you know, spending our time with them the night before a game, and we hope to have them out to a lot of our games as well.
We had all the troops lined up in the single file line, the team lined up in the single file line, and we signed our jerseys and just gave them away, really. It's an honor to come out here and do this and be able to give back to the troops. And I think sometimes they think it's an honor to meet us, but in reality, these are the men and women serving our country, and it's an honor to be able to basically let them know how much we care about them. And I'm a big supporter of our troops, and I believe in our military, and I'm proud to be able to be out here and spend this time with them.
Tonight we're out here holding a preseason walkthrough for our game against the Ravens, and Coach Fisher and the coaching staff brought the players out here. A typical game day walkthrough, they went through the plays, but to make it a little different, we used airmen as the scout team. Airmen who had never played football before, they were chosen by the Air Force on a merit basis to participate in today's walkthrough. Really an opportunity for our organization to give back to the troops of the airmen at Scott Air Force Base. They're such a large part of our region. They're such heroes to everybody in our organization. We wanted to do something special for the airmen, and what better way than to bring a St. Louis Rams practice to Scott Air Force Base.
Great experience. It's an honor to come out here. And, you know, even as of all these soldiers have said, you know, and express their appreciation for us visiting with them this afternoon, I know it means as much to our players as well. It's you know, there's a mutual respect, you know, on both sides, and it's just was a terrific event. And we need to continue. We need to make this an annual deal out here.
1, 2, 3,
win!
There you go.
Yeah.
To all of our troops at home and abroad, I really personally just want to thank you on behalf of all the players in the NFL. Anybody out here appreciates everything you do. We're just very thankful and kind of the glue that holds our country together. So we thank you. Stay safe and get home safe.
We greatly appreciate all the armed forces for allowing us to play this great sport we love in America.
I want to thank all the men and women who continue to make this country safe. Thank you.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10-5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
The Rams not only put in hard work on the field, but they help out in the community year-round. Let's see who the Rams get back to this time in Community Minute.
Welcome to the Missouri Veterans Home St. Louis.
So as part of our monthly Staff Day of Service program, today we have 30 of our staff that are out visiting with the veterans, and then we also partner with the American Red Cross to sign and deliver hopefully over 1,000 cards that are going to be part of their Holiday Mail for Heroes campaign. The cards end up going overseas to either active military or veterans. So it's a really interesting partnership. It's a great opportunity for us to come visit with the veterans, you know, change the monotony of their day, and then also send some well wishes and some thankful messages to those overseas that are fighting for our country right now.
Well, the Holiday Mail for Heroes program is a program through the American Red Cross that allows them to outreach to our servicemen and women throughout the world through the mail to make certain that every one of them receives some type of letter or holiday greeting while they're in active duty service. And we're just thrilled that our 300 heroes at the Missouri Veterans Home St. Louis can help send up those letters. They did their duty, they helped keep us safe, and now they can repay some of that to the heroes who help us today.
It takes someone that's dedicated to what they do, also someone that's driven to put themselves out there at risk, every time they step out there in the battlefield or even at home protecting us. It takes someone that's willing to give it up, for the greater cause of our country.
This is just another great example of what our staff is doing. Not only the players, we have players out here today, we have cheerleaders out here today, Rampage is out bringing some joy as well. But beyond just our celebrities, what our staff is doing as an organization to help make St. Louis a better place to live.
To all the men and women out there that serve in our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, or National Guard, I just want to say a sincere thank you for everything that you do. Your service to allow us to do what we love to do on a daily basis and remain free as a country is truly amazing.
Thank you so much for what you do over there so that we're able to do the things that we love in America. I wish you all a safe return home.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
You see these beautiful women cheering on the sidelines? Now let's get to know one of your St. Louis Rams cheerleaders.
Jennifer from Granite City, Illinois, and this is my third season as a St. Louis Rams cheerleader. This year we shot our calendar in Cancun, Mexico, and it was an amazing experience. It was nice to be able to leave St. Louis and have a different scenery. This is my first year that I got to travel to do the calendar. My shot was on a waterfall that led down to the pool area. It was gorgeous. We were at the resort hotel in Cancun, and my bikini was a sky blue color. I was hoping to try and bring out my eyes, and I really think it set off nicely against the darker blue waterfall that was behind me. My touchdown celebration dance would probably go a little something like this. I did it. I got it. I did it. All right. The best part about being a Rams cheerleader is working with charities and promotional events. One of my favorites was the Joint Base Fort Lewis McChord in Seattle, Washington. It was such a great experience to be able to meet the troops and the men who defend our country every day. They were so excited to see us, and when in reality, we are the ones honored to see them. Thanks for getting to know me, Jennifer.
Hey fans, Paige Hill here coming to you from the North Lot, where all the diehard tailgaters stop in before kickoff. Let's see what's cooking.
Come on, y'all, it's time to rise up. Get your hands up. Yeah. We're taking over the game. And if you're looking for change.
How is tailgating so far?
It is phenomenal. The city is just, they're well educated and they're responding in full. Just everybody is taking up the tailgating baton, and it's a new version of a community.
Well, we're here every week, and we've been coming for quite a long time, and we cook constantly, and we have plenty of food for anybody that wants to stop by. Anybody that wants to be here, we'll feed you.
We've been doing this since they first came to town. We started at home parties every Sunday, then it evolved from home parties to this.
To rise up, get your hands
We do a tailgate party every game. We're here at 7 in the morning at noon games, and we start having delicious food with the best friends. And we're ready for a Ram victory.
Tell me more about the Raminator.
It's a 1971 Winnebago that we gutted, put stadium seating in. We hold 13 people. Usually it's crowded every Sunday, Thursday, whatever, whenever they're playing.
We have a bus, we have a commercial DJ, two flat screens, fryers, grills, TVs, and a lot of cold beer.
Out here, we got about 40 seats for people to sit in who don't go into the game. We've got a couple TVs so everyone can watch the game.
We go to the game. I've been a season ticket holder, PSL holder. My name's on the wall as a first-time PSL owner.
Well, tailgating is a very special thing. You know, it's the food, it's the friendship, and then it's the football. You know, it's a combination of those three.
Now you have all these little families getting together at one big event, and everybody's sharing food, sharing drinks, sharing stories, and they're passionate about Rams football.
Tailgaters, don't forget to get here early to prepare for another Rams win. Thanks for joining us, Rams fans, and stay tuned next week as we bring you more action on Rams Nation. And follow us online at stlouisrams.com for continuous updates throughout the week.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
An RBN production.